Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, 9:06 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings. Well, first week of August, and that means it is fair time, San Juan County Fair in full action. And joining us now is the fair director, Anna Fredericks. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, David.
Hey, how we doing this morning?
We're doing great. We had a great day yesterday at fair. We held off the weather somehow, and we're really excited for another day of fair action.
Well, very good. Last night, of course, the Monticello High School wrestling team's Navajo Taco fundraising dinner, and then Minute to Win It games, and also watching a movie on the grass. So a great way to start up the fair. Tell us what you got going on today.
Today we are going to accept more entries in the fair building from 1 to 6 p.m. So anything you've made in the last year, bring it on by. We'll help you get it entered. You can win a prize, get a ribbon, and show off the things you're doing to the rest of the county. And we're going to play mud volleyball tonight at 6 o'clock. We're starting a little later this year, so be aware of the time. We're starting at 6. We have 31 teams, pretty much a full bracket at this point, so going to be a lot of people in the mud.
Yes, it is. That is going to be a lot of fun. That's a great event. Are we anticipating a rematch of I don't know. I've seen in the past years it seems like the crew out at the Rock and the Ivans end up facing each other in the finals. Is there anyone else that has the legs to give them a challenge?
I'm not sure this year because our friends from the Ivans bunch have left the door open for somebody else to win this year.
Ah, I see.
So, my money's on the folks from Rockland, so we'll see what happens.
Very good. Well, it's always a fun event. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight, should be a great time. We're speaking with Anna Fredericks, the County Fair Director, and a fun week ahead. Anything else you'd like to highlight this morning, Anna? I know we're going to be chatting with you all week.
Just don't forget to pick up your concert tickets. We're really excited. Chase Bryant has been in Reno. Trying to remember where else, but he's played several shows this week. We've seen lots of clips from fans. It's an awesome show. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a ton of fun on Thursday night.
Very good. You can get those tickets in advance at Relidine and Blanding at the San Juan Record in Monticello. And you do want to get them in advance. Saves you couple bucks and helps you get a good seat. So it's a San Juan County Fair. We've been speaking with Fair Director Anna Fredericks. Anna, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Come on out to the fair, everyone.
Thanks, Anna. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and we'll be right back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115 or visit us online to start your journey. The San Juan County Fair is back July 29th through August 5th in beautiful Monticello, Utah. You'll find lots of fun for the entire family at the San Juan County Fair. Rodeos, talent find, exhibits, games, great food, and more. Country artist Chase Bryant headlines the big concert on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Junior livestock shows and judging culminates with a big sale on Saturday, August 5th. Check the San Juan Record or social media for a full schedule. A full week of fun July 29th through August 5th. The San Juan County Fair. It's the place to be in 2023. Not at the county fair.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, 9:12 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, doing great. Another beautiful day in the Red Rock country.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
We've got some relief from the heat.
Yep. Overcast, bit of rain here.
A little
and
bit of humidity in the air, some isolated showers. Beautiful time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. Good time to be in the Red Rock country, but we say that all the time, though, too, to be fair.
You know, about the middle of April, I was toning it down quite a bit.
Yeah. When we were still getting blizzards this
yeah,
past year.
Yeah. When the wind was blowing 800 miles an hour and the snow was still piled high.
Yeah.
But man, how can you complain about the Red Rock Country on August 1st, 2023? Beautiful time of year.
You can't. Good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including a couple of announcements, some closures of some roads in Moab City. Starting today, there's a temporary lane closure on Cane Creek Boulevard. It'll be reduced to one travel lane today through Friday as crews will be working in the street installing a new manhole. So watch for flaggers and follow traffic signs and take extra care as you travel in the area. So Cane Creek Boulevard again in Moab is going to be a one-lane travel lane throughout the rest of the week. And another road that doesn't see as much traffic, but it's pretty spectacular, the Moki Dugway is going to be closed on Thursday for about 6 hours, part of a UDOT construction project on State Route 261. The planned closure is anticipated to last from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. to allow crews to safely correct surface irregularities on 261 at the base of the Moki Dugway. Section of the road will be closed to ensure that there's enough space to work safely and to truck in the necessary paving materials. UDOT's repaving about 30 miles of road near Valley of the Gods, including State Roads 163, 261, and 316 this season. So 261 will be closed periodically throughout the project as needed to complete the work. That'll be a six-hour closure of Moki Dugway Thursday morning, again, starting at 7 a.m., and they anticipate going till 1 p.m.
Yeah, so Moki Dugway is on Highway 261. It's that spectacular, I guess, depending on the direction you're going, spectacular climb or spectacular drop as it drops off of Cedar Mesa. Incredible place. Tourists and locals alike, you get white knuckles when you're driving the Moki Dugway.
Yeah, it's a great road, and so good to hear they're repaving there at the base of it.
Lots at the base like of it. Now, visit. I would imagine UDOT doesn't have very many heavily traveled roads that are purposefully graveled, but the Moki Dugway portion of 261, probably for 3 or 4 miles, is graveled, and there's no way they're going to pave that in 6 hours, so it'll remain graveled, I think in part just to slow people down.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. What a cool place, but it will not be available for 6 hours on Thursday.
Yep.
and then on and off. That's a good project. 30 miles of road in that area. It's heavily traveled. A lot of tourists. It's a lucky day when you get to drive off the drive down the Moki Dugway. I'm not going to say drive off.
Yeah, no, I guess I already did. That's an unlucky day. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got some other news in the Red Rock listening area, Navajo Times. You can pick it up in the latest edition. Also check it out online at NavajoTimes.com. They've got a report. It's, believe it or not, that time of year. Again, the Office of Miss Navajo Nation has certified two contestants for the upcoming Miss Navajo pageant. It's part of the 75th Annual Navajo Nation Fair. Last year, or this current Miss Navajo Nation is Valentina Klitso, and she'll be replaced at the upcoming Navajo Nation Fair, September 2nd through 10th in Window Rock. Both the contestants are from the Red Rock listening area down in Kayenta. Amy Begay, age 25, and Mylika John, also age 25, both from Kayenta. So, the Kayenta Township will be represented by the next Miss Navajo Nation. Just be a time to see whether it's Miss Amy Begay or Mylika John. So that's always a great pageant. Always a good pageant when there's part of it is butchering a sheep. It's pretty incredible, that competition.
Yeah, that's always fun. And it's coming up that time of year.
Yep. Yep, yeah, early September. So those two contestants have been certified to participate in the Miss Navajo pageant. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Some other news on the Navajo Nation. There's the first annual Natsisan bike race is happening. Utah Navajo Health Systems helped sponsoring that. It'll be August 5th this weekend at Navajo Mountain, a 7-mile bike race. You can register in person at for $20. Online registration closing Friday, August 4th, and they'll be meeting at the Pioneer Day grounds at 6 a.m. on Saturday. So should be a fun event going on up on Navajo Mountain this weekend. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
And we just have a couple to announce today. Funeral services for former Monticello resident David Christensen are Friday, August 4th, at the Nibley Chapel in Cache Valley. Christensen passed away at the age of 95 in the middle of July. Lived here for many, many years in the 70s and 80s. Memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will be held at 10 a.m. next Monday, that's August 7th, at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, Justin here, Performance Florida Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Florida Moab. It's that easy.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. It's the end of summer sale going on now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on pools and summer clothing. Get everything you need for hunting season. There's a huge ammo sale going on. Gun cases are 20% off. Big savings on Winchester rifles. Deals on targets, earplugs, and much more. The end of summer sale right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
What's going on?
The San Juan County Fair is in full swing through Saturday in Monticello. There's tons of fun for the whole family. Rodeos, a talent find, exhibits, food, mud volleyball, and the big Chase Bryant concert. Find the full schedule in the current edition of the San Juan Record. Entrance fees are waived at national parks around the country on Friday in honor of the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, so you won't have to pay to get in, but other fees inside the parks are still in effect. Visit nps.gov for info. Friday and Sunday, the Cortez Rendezvous Hot Air Balloon Rally is back in Park DeVita and bigger than ever. Come check out the beautiful launches each morning at 6:30 and the evening glow-in Friday night at 6:30. For full details, visit shopcortez.com. Also on Friday, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Coletta and Super Yamba Band. The show begins at 7 p.m. at Suwannee City Park. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, 9:24 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show on this August 1st, Bill.
Yes, as we discussed yesterday, monsoon conditions have finally arrived. We've got wind. There was a nice lightning storm last night north of Monticello. I understand that Moab really got plastered. I don't know. It's great weather for the San Juan County Fair. They were having a movie and was a little bit concerned about lightning, but that's what happens this time of year. For the month of July, Blanding got 0.77 inches, generally one of the wettest months of the year, but until the 30th, Blanding hadn't had any measurable precipitation. It's pretty remarkable. Monticello just had one storm, basically, 0.6 earlier in the week, but Kendall Laws and Blanding... there's the official station, but Kendall Laws never misses a day on measuring precipitation. He's right on top of things. And so there's a discrepancy. You may hear in some media that I had 0.4 in Blanding, but Kendall measured 0.74. So that's what we're reporting.
We're sticking to it, huh?
Yeah, we're sticking to it. It's kind of interesting. Blanding is a town that probably drops 300 or 400 feet in elevation from the north side of town down to the south side of town. And the official weather station is by the Dinosaur Museum on the south side of town. Kendall lives midtown, but he probably lives a couple hundred feet higher. So that much altitude will impact. It may be raining hard at the high school and not raining at all at the grocery store. But
Interesting.
Anyway, yeah, it is interesting. Mud volleyball tonight may come from a storm, but they're there getting the mud volleyball going for the San Juan County Fair. It's always a great time of year. Today is Colorado Day. On August 1st, 1876, so that's 147 years ago today, President Ulysses S. Grant signed an act of Congress and Colorado became a state. The Centennial State, 1876, on the 100th year after the creation of the Union. Colorado became a territory in 1861 during the opening stages of the Civil War. Anyway, happy Colorado Day today. It's also Spider-Man Day. Comic book character was unveiled in August 1962, so Spider-Man is 61 years old. Doesn't look that old.
No, he's ready to collect retirement here in a couple of years.
It's coming close. He's not ready to collect retirement, but he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But remember, with great power comes great responsibility. It's the lesson of Spider-Man. Spider-Man trivia. This is official. This came from the Spider-Man website. He can travel 200 miles an hour.
Wow, in a plane?
No. He can travel 200 miles an hour. He can lift 10 tons, and he has an IQ of 250.
Wow.
To compare, Usain Bolt ran 28 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man can go 200.
Running. That's the...
Running.
Wow.
Yeah. The world record deadlift is a little over half a ton, 1,100 pounds, and he could lift 10 tons. And the highest IQ was 228, and he had an IQ of 250. So getting bit by a radioactive spider can have its advantages.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But great responsibility, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So happy Spider-Man Day. Today in history, on August 1st, 1936, the Berlin Summer Games opened. Jesse Owens had an awfully good summer games, came home with several gold medals, and upended Adolf Hitler's attempt to show the superiority of the Aryan race. So that was on this day in 1936. In 1981, MTV debuted. The first song to be played was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Of course, today, there's no sign of MTV. It's ceased to exist entirely.
And the radio's still around.
You can enjoy classic hits on Red Rock 92 or streaming live 24/7 at redrock92.com.
Yeah.
So got to have a little plug. We survived the MTV onslaught.
Yeah.
On August 1st,
playing the same music, too.
Yeah. That music that you just enjoyed while you were growing up or going to high school. Wow. Video did not kill the radio star. August 1st, 1987, Mike Tyson was recognized by all three agencies as the unanimous world heavyweight boxing champion. And on this day in 1996, a book came out, The Game of Thrones, by author George Martin. So, it's a historic day.
When did the first Game of Thrones come out?
1996.
Man, people are still waiting on him to finish that series.
Come on, George. Birthdays. Aquaman Jason Momoa is 44 years old today. And just at this stating that name, there's several people who sighed. Handsome Jason Momoa. Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia was born today in 1942. He died in 1995. Local birthday today for Steve Duke and for Ben Taahe. The number one song on the day Steve Duke was born was Close to You by the Carpenters. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. It's Justin Red's birthday as well.
And Justin Red. Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Thanks for those, Bill. Let's take a look at 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. It's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, number 16 on the list is the Big Four Tractor, one of just a few left in the world. The Big Four Tractor was built in 1910 and weighs about 18,000 pounds, so Spider-Man could lift it. In theory.
Oh, easy.
That's right. It's near his limit, isn't it? That's 9 tons.
That's 9 tons, and he can do 10. So if we have a challenge in the Pioneer Day Parade, maybe Spider-Man will come and carry the Big Four.
There we go.
He could do it. That's always the highlight of the Pioneer Day Parade, is that big, beautiful, old, rare tractor rolling down the road.
Over a century ago that it was built.
Smashing all the candy that it rolls over.
Yeah. The tractor is at the Frontier Museum on Monticello's Main Street, number 16 on the list, so you can go take a look at it, even if you're not here for Pioneer Day's parade. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the Shake Shack. They're open for takeout, and obviously you can go by 364 North Main in Monticello and get some good food.
And they generally close here in the next couple of weeks, too. Boy, that's a marker of summer. The Rabbit Brush turns yellow, and the Shake Shack closes.
Yep. A sad marker.
Yeah, it is.
Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've also got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area, including this new addition. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2222. 2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowie, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact@baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM, Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, 9:40 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. The Colorado Rockies, fifth in the NL West, 42-64 is their record. They got a win yesterday over the Padres. They'll play them again tonight, 6:40 p.m., opening pitch in Denver. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they are third in the NL West, and they got an important win yesterday over the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco, 4-3. They're now 3.5 games back from the Dodgers and just one game back from the Giants. So they're looking to make up ground tonight. Again, they'll be in San Francisco, 7:45 p.m. opening pitch for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.